Alice looked up, and there stood the Queen in front of them, with her arms folded, frowning like a thunderstorm.
"A fine day, Your Majesty,"
the Duchess began in a low, weak voice.
"Now, I give you fair warning,"
shouted the Queen, stamping on the ground as she spoke.
"Either you or your head must be off, and that in about half no time. Take your choice."
The Duchess took her choice and was gone in a moment.
"Let's go on with the game,"
the Queen said to Alice, and Alice was too much frightened to say a word, but slowly followed her back to the croquet ground. The other guests had taken advantage of the Queen's absence and were resting in the shade. However, the moment they saw her, they hurried back to the game, the Queen merely remarking that a moment's delay would cost them their lives. All the time they were playing, the Queen never left off quarrelling with the other players and shouting,
"Off with his head!"
or
"Off with her head!"
Those whom she sentenced were taken into custody by the soldiers, who, of course, had to leave off being archers to do this, so that by the end of half an hour or so there were no archers left, and all the players except the King, the Queen and Alice were in custody and under sentence of execution. Then the Queen left off, quite out of breath, and said to Alice,
Oh, have you seen the Mock Turtle yet?"
"No,"
said Alice.
"I don't even know what a Mock Turtle is."
"It's the thing Mock Turtle soup is made from,"
said the Queen.
"I never saw one, or heard of one,"
said Alice.
"Come on, then,"
said the Queen,
"and he shall tell you his history."
As they walked off together, Alice heard the King say in a low voice to the company generally,
"You are all pardoned."
"Come, that's a good thing,"
she said to herself, for she had felt quite unhappy at the number of executions the Queen had ordered. They very soon came upon a griffin lying fast asleep in the sun.
"Up, lazy thing,"
said the Queen,
"and take this young lady to see the Mock Turtle and to hear his history. I must go back and see after some executions I have ordered."
And she walked off, leaving Alice alone with the griffin. Alice did not quite like the look of the creature, but on the whole she thought it would be quite as safe to stay with it as to go after that savage Queen, so she waited. The griffin sat up and rubbed its eyes. Then it watched the Queen till she was out of sight. Then it chuckled.
"What fun,"
said the griffin, half to itself, half to Alice.
"What is the fun?"
said Alice.
"Why, she,"
said the Griffin.
"It's all her fancy, that. They never executes nobody, you know. Come on."
"Everybody says, come on, here,"
thought Alice as she went slowly after it.
"I never was so ordered about before in all my life, never."